And now let's say good morning to Bill Gentry. How you doing, Bill?
Good morning, sir. Glad to be with you.
Okay, I've been reading some a little bit of activity on the boards right now. To put it very simply, grains are down and soybeans are up.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting to view that. The corn market, I think, is poised to maybe find a little bit of a recovery. I think timing-wise, we've been down about 7 or 8 days. And timing-wise, it seems due. Looking at, I think you gave some of the prices, but corn's down 2 or 3 cents. Beans up about a dime. Meal prices recovering nicely, up about $3.80 a ton. And the soybean oil is a little bit defensive. Wheat down 4 or 5. I was cautiously optimistic that the wheat market might give us a little bit of a leadership role to the upside, but I think considering we're still a little bit above the world price values, that's maybe a little bit more optimistic than I can expect. Hog prices bouncing nicely up about $1.50. Cattle prices just mildly defensive. Feeders are trying to follow, basically respect the corn break, being up about 17 cents. Right there, I think, is a teeter-totter. And if the corn market were to recover, I think the feeders would come under pressure pretty quickly. It's interesting to note that hog prices are about half a cattle, so we know at the stores that the consumers are definitely getting a bargain at the current price levels. Dollar is about even. Crude's down about 33 cents. I guess the bottom line is, as we approach the end of the month, the recent price action suggests week longs have stepped back from their positions. We're looking at midweek values down about 20 cents in corn. Yesterday's sizable reduction in open interest for corn reinforces basically the idea that the longs are liquidating and they're losing hope. When you think about how much the open interest went down, they're telegraphing the downward correction remains in progress. I guess the bottom line, what I would think is, as we approach the end of the month, we look at the old price support down around 360, should be respected. We really see that the reduction in the crop size is significant, especially in the eastern belt. So going forward, additional weakness is probably not warranted as much as some bears may think. Beans appear to be a similar state for the third week of decline. And as we've mentioned previously, we're evaluating the likelihood of this correction basically coming to an end and starting a recovery process. Looking for a catalyst in the grand scheme of things. Looking at the crop conditions, it may look a little bit better from the road, but when you look down deep, it's probably a real questionable situation. In our view, the crop is getting smaller and the street estimates need to come down. And loss has taken its toll, and we'll probably watch and see how it continues. But in our view, the longs are liquidating, and we'll probably look for a smaller crop size going forward. Thanks. This is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities.